via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump expressed sympathy Tuesday night for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic here in the country, a marked contrast from her husband, President Donald Trump, who often has diminished the impact of the infectious disease and said it will disappear. Speaking on the second night of the Republican National Convention, the First Lady extended her gratitude to the healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the U.S. and infected more than 5.7 million others, with both figures the highest of any country across the globe. President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his re-election chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden. More than a half million people along the coastal regions of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate their homes as Hurricane Laura heads toward the U.S. Gulf Coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center expects Hurricane Laura to strengthen to a major Category 3 hurricane as it makes its way over the Gulf of Mexico before reaching landfall around upper Texas and southwestern Louisiana coast late Wednesday or early Thursday. The Hurricane Center said the storm could bring up to 30 centimeters of rain to some parts of Louisiana and Texas. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and Texas Governor Greg Abbott have issued emergency declarations for their respective states. In addition to the mandatory evacuation orders in the low-lying regions of Texas and Louisiana, a voluntary evacuation has also been issued for the city of Houston in Texas. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The father of Jacob Blake, the U.S. black man who was shot Sunday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. He was shot several times in the back by police following a confrontation with officers. Police have said little about the incident, commenting only that they were responding to a domestic dispute. The shooting was captured on cell phone video and resulted in two nights of unrest in the southeastern Wisconsin city, located between Milwaukee and Chicago. The shooting occurred nearly 3 months after the May 25th death of a black man in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The death of George Floyd sparked nationwide protests against perceived police brutality and racism. Israeli attack helicopters struck Hezbollah observation posts along the Lebanon border overnight Tuesday into Wednesday after shots were fired at Israeli troops operating in the area. Israeli military claimed on Wednesday that no Israeli forces were wounded and that there were no immediate reports of casualties or major damage in Lebanon. Israel has been bracing for a possible attack by the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah since an Israeli airstrike killed a Hezbollah fighter in neighboring Syria last month. The sentencing for the New Zealand mosque shooter is set for Thursday in a Christchurch court. Australian white supremacist Brendan Harris-Tarrant killed 51 worshippers at two mosques during the March 2019 attacks. Tarrant pleaded guilty in March to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one count of terrorism, the first terrorism conviction in New Zealand's history. He could become the first person in New Zealand to be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, the toughest sentence available. And the Trump administration says it strongly objects to Turkey's recent hosting of two leaders of Hamas, which the United States regards as a terrorist group. Turkey is dismissing the U.S. criticism, declaring the legitimate representative of Hamas, who came to power after winning democratic elections in Gaza and is an important reality of the region, as a terrorist will not be of any contribution to efforts for peace and stability in that area. The U.S. says this is the second time since February Turkey has played host to Hezbollah leaders. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.